Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Steve Husek from CUNA Mutual Group. Steve, how you doing today?
Super. Wonderful.
Good. Happy summertime to you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. We're talking about the new member engagement differentiator, emotional engagement. And before we dive into the weeds here, what do you mean when you say emotional engagement? Can you kind of lay the groundwork here for us?
So emotional engagement is the all member experiences have an emotional component. At the end of the day, when you're interacting with your credit union, you're either going to be satisfied, happy, delighted, or you know, if things don't go so well, you could be stressed out, and in worst case situations, maybe even angry. So the idea here is to better understand what might be triggering some of these emotions, and in the case of the negative emotions, what we can do to address those, mitigate those, and maybe turn those into positive experiences.
Gotcha. That makes sense for sure. So you're actually suggesting that credit unions invest time and energy into kind of individualized experience, or is this just kind of business code for a targeted ads, or what are we talking about here?
Definitely not business code for targeted ads. This is about how the individual experience makes that member feel. And so in last year's research, we learned quite a bit about the lending experience, at least the front end of it, when you're deciding to apply or when you're actually applying. And we learned that the vast majority of consumers or borrowers out there feel some level of stress, anxiety, or even fear when they're applying for a loan. And so the idea here is, what can we do to help those individual borrowers get through that process and feel better about it?
Yeah, because I know back when we were traveling, I would have fear and anxiety just booking a ticket or a hotel online. So I totally get what you guys are talking about here. So you say it'll be a differentiator, but a differentiator from what? Other financial institutions, the retail experience that we're all trying to aspire to? What's the differentiator here?
Yes. In terms of differentiation, we see that the very large banks out there, the Chases and the Wells Fargos of the world, they're trying to make it, the customer experience faster, more convenient, easier, et cetera. There's not as much focus on that emotional element, how the person feels after they've had that encounter with Chase or with Wells Fargo. And we think that if credit unions were to pay more attention to that emotional element of member experience, they could really set themselves apart from the big players.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I know like right now in the environment that we're in right now, obviously Amazon is just going off the hook. But the experience that you have on that website is—it's almost gotten to be robotic, because it's just, I like that, click, buy, and it shows up the next day.
So, yeah, but the great thing about the Amazon experience is tracking that package, especially if it's one of those toys that you've been saving up for to buy for a while, and when that package is on your doorstep, a very positive emotional experience. Exactly. Yeah.
Very exactly. Christmas-like, for sure.
Yeah,
it's my birthday again for the fourth day in a row. So this research was probably started before the pre-COVID world, so to speak. So is it really possible to emotionally engage with members as a whole in a completely digital environment?
Absolutely. So it's great that you asked about whether or not COVID impacted this research. We were in the field with the survey right before mass layoffs.
Yeah.
So our survey ended on March 11th, and the big jump up in unemployment claims was the week of March 21st. So we ended just before. The good thing is we did qualitative research online after this in early April, right in the middle of the pandemic, as these massive layoffs were happening more broadly. And we really were able to get some firsthand experiences through this qualitative research, how members were interacting with their credit unions. And one quote stood out to me. This person was a credit union member. They had some car loans with the credit union. and the credit union proactively notified them that 2 months of payments had been deferred automatically.
Oh, wow.
So a negative experience related to the pandemic, nothing the credit union did, but this person was feeling financial anxiety.
Yeah.
To proactively defer those payments without the member asking for it, this person was super relieved that that occurred. And you can just guess what might happen with that person's loyalty and where they're going to shop for financial products in the future.
Yeah, I'm sure it skyrocketed. You kind of just neutralized the whole situation and increased that trust and loyalty for the credit union for sure.
Yeah, and this person didn't have to go into a branch to learn this.
You know,
this
even was, better.
Yeah, this was, I believe, an email communication.
Oh, amazing how far we've come. So, and speaking of that, so where do we go from here as we kind of generate, just kind of the slow process of reopening? Where do we go from here with this information?
So I think what we did in the 2020 research is build off of 2019. We wanted to see what the impact of emotion was on the customer experience ratings of people dealing with other financial products, so checking, debit, savings and investments, insurance. And so we did a deep dive on that and then looked at things that were like push-button issues in terms of creating negative emotions. And so we did explore on the more broadly the customer or member experience that credit unions deliver and what can we do to make those experiences better from an emotional point of view.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is not just for the frontline staff and in the branches. This is the call center, your digital branches, et cetera. What can we do to provide better service, more positive emotional experiences during those? And then we also took a look at fees. And we learned that surprise fees are a major negative. If the person doesn't know they're going to incur that fee, that is a major push button issue in terms of negative emotions.
Yeah.
So we dove deep into that.
Gotcha. And kind of wrapping up here, the importance of this information, obviously you want to build loyalty and try and be aware of the consumer's behavior out there and stuff. Why is this significant? What are some other significance of this?
So I think, I think this, you know, our conversation is kind of a circle because we're going back to the beginning of it. How is this a differentiator?
Yeah.
And I think vis-a-vis the large banks, whom credit unions will be hard pressed to keep up with the technology spend there. And, you know, it's going to be exceedingly difficult for us to match the big banks in terms of convenience of their branches, their apps, those types of things. If we can differentiate on this emotional element and build that member loyalty, you know, we'll have members coming back to us for loans, for deposit products, et cetera.
Fantastic information. This is such great stuff, Steve. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. And this information is going to be so valuable to credit unions out there for sure. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here?
No, other than stay tuned for the reveal at Discovery of the research results. Looking forward to sharing that out with credit unions.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I want to dive deep into that for sure. All right, Steve, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always and keep up the good work, okay?
Okay, thanks so much, Mike. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. You're welcome, sir.